Welcome to an all-new episode of SHL Insider. Whether you're watching on YouTube, listening on Apple or Spotify, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thanks so much for tuning in. We have an exciting show today. Of course, we're going to preview the upcoming weekend of the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League as each weekend gets more significant as the season goes on. But very special guest today. We're going to be joined by the legend, SHL legend, SHL radio legend, or just radio legend in general, Mr. Rob Hart of the Flin Flon Bombers. He's a tough get. He's a tough get for the show, and we can happily report we got him. So, Rob Hart's going to join us in about 15 minutes or so. Lots to talk about. Of course, there the team he calls for is currently the number one team in the CJHL. So, lots to talk about with Rob Hart and much, much more as Clark Monroe slides in. Clark, how are we doing today?
Oh, just wonderful, Jeremy. Just wonderful.
Good to hear.
Yes. How about you?
I'm doing adequate. Thank you.
Adequate. Good.
Yeah, lots to get into. It's a busy, busy week in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. Rare Thursday night game. We're going to get into that in a bit. But, of course, we got lots to get to because of the first 2 days of the week we've had games. So,
yes, let's do
it. You can throw it to your favorite segment.
All right. We still have yet to get the props for this, but it's time for the hat trick.
You know, to me, that just sounds like you're procrastinating.
Yeah, it's a group effort. It's a group procrastination.
Is it?
I don't know.
It's your favorite segment.
Yeah, it is. And I got to figure it out.
So we're going to recap.
One.
We'll recap the first 2 days of the week. Let's start with Tuesday. Pair of games on the schedule. Tuesday in the SJHL, the Nipawin Hawks doubling up the Yorkton Terriers by a score of 6-3 as well. There we go. And the Kindersley Clippers getting back in the win column after those two losses on the weekend to the LaRonge Ice Wolves, winning 5-2 over Notre Dame. And then on Wednesday, it was the Flin Flon Bombers doubling up the Melfort Mustangs 4-2. And the Battleford's North Stars continue to roll, their 13th win in their last 14 games. A big win over the Notre Dame Hounds, winning 8-2. And of course, all of our look backs this season are presented by our good friends at Sask Lottery. And to you, Clark, with those four games, I would say to you, what stands out for yourself?
You know, for me, it's Battleford's and just continuing to roll, continuing to put up goals. We knew that they've been able to do this for a while now, but Alex Isaac's chipping in with a hat trick. First SJHL career hat trick for him, which is always good to see from a defenseman. You know, Kian Bell just continues to put up points, and they continue to also get a very balanced attack as well from everybody else on the roster. So a big 8-2 win over Notre Dame. Obviously, Notre Dame is at the bottom of the standings, but Battleford's isn't shy to score goals against any team in the league this year. So them putting up 8 on Wednesday isn't surprising for me.
Yeah, because currently Battleford 125 goals for on the season. And as of right now, that is the most goals for in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. They have played 3 more games than the Flin Flon Bombers. So I would expect Flin Flon to surpass that when it comes to the goals for. But yeah, like you said, the Stars, especially since the return of Kian Bell, they are racking up the goals, to say the least. For myself, I would say it's a big win for the Nipawin Hawks on Tuesday, 6-3 over Yorkton. And a big win, in fact, just because they now are off until, I do believe, December 6th. So they had just over a week off. So to get back in the win column, especially because, and you'll see in our next segment, they've actually played the most games, tied for the most games in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, currently with 27. So it was important for them to get a big 2 points before they had about 8 games off. And then the other thing before we go to the next segment, and just one to point out, obviously, Kindersley getting back in the win column. I think they were probably a little disappointed with their results against LaRonge at home at the West Central Event Center. Big stretch at home for Kindersley right now. And the Clippers with an impressive 5-2 win over the Notre Dame Hounds on Tuesday. But what this does lead us into is our kind of the next segment of the hat trick. And that's why I did want to do this one quickly, is the standings. And I actually posted on TikTok today on the SJHL account. If you want to go check out the SJHL social media account, check out the TikTok. It's a GIF of a pug wearing glasses and furiously typing at a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And behind it is an image of the SJHL standings. And I captioned it, SJHL admin looking at the SJHL standings every single day.
Yeah.
So let's pull up those SJHL standings. Sorry, guys. I went off on a bit of a tangent. But as you can see, after every game, something changes. And it's interesting just because, and we talked about it on SJHL Weekly, 1 through 4, Flin Flon, Balfour, Humboldt, Melfort, they've established some consistency. And really, everyone else hasn't. And that's where you're seeing, obviously, such a big logjam when it comes to the SJHL standings. Obviously, Nipwin picked up that big win on Tuesday because, for them, now they're off for about 8 days, and those teams behind them, Melville's got 5 games in hand on Nipwin. Weyburn's got 4 games in hand on Nipwin. You know, Weyburn's off for a week, too, so that's not going to change. But a team like Kindersley can move up the standings. Estevan, who's right now below the playoff mark, they could potentially make up some games in hand. Same with Yorkton, same with LaRonde, same with everybody. But it makes for an interesting discussion point because right now, in my opinion, you look through, you know, 5 through, and I'll even include Notre Dame in it, 5 through 12. Who knows what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm. No, it's truly that way. And we always talk about how a hot week can change so much. And, you know, you said you're including Notre Dame in the conversation. Yes, absolutely. Because we have seen a stretch. You know, they started obviously 0-9. It was a rough start. But they did have like a 4-game winning streak at one point. So like you put together a good week or two, all of a sudden you're moving up to 10th. All of a sudden you're challenging for 9th. All of a sudden you're right back in the conversation. So it's definitely not at a point in the season yet where any of these teams are written off in that 5 to 12, like
I'm
going
to cut you off and just say, though, we are getting close to that point, though.
We are getting close. Inching closer, we absolutely.
I would say we're getting close to that point because we are near the halfway point of the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely don't want
56 game seasons, 28's your halfway mark. We're pretty darn close for some of those teams.
Some of those teams are
so
very
I would
close.
Say, yes, I would agree with you, but we're darn close to that mark where you're like, well, if you get too far behind,
yeah,
you might be... And out of luck.
If we're talking Notre Dame, too, obviously not a great start to the week, losing their first 2 games in the early parts of the week here. But who knows? I mean, you know, a couple things could happen here. Where you said we're getting close to the halfway point. We're also getting, you know, slowly closer to that trade deadline kind of time frame in January, early January. So, you know, who knows? We could start seeing some tinkering with the rosters as well. So we'll see what happens.
Well, going back to your point about the big weeks, LaRonde, 3 games at home this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 2 of them are against Humboldt, but of course the Mel's one of the best home ice advantages in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, and then you play the Yorkton Terriers, a team you're currently battling with in, you know, right kind of for that playoff spot. So, I mean, I look at a team like LaRonde, and if you build off those 2 wins in Kindersley, which were massive,
yep,
and you can win 2 out of 3 games this weekend, you're right back in that playoff conversation easily, even though, right, you know, going into tonight's game against Humboldt, they are 7 points back of a playoff spot. But yet, like you said, you have a good week, and same with Estevan, same with Yorkton. But all these teams, it's very unique because you haven't seen much consistency whatsoever. You know, Rory and I were talking about it before SJHL Weekly. It seems like, you know, one team will have a great week, and then the next week they have a bad week. And then another team, they'll have a bad week, and then they'll have a good week, and it just, everything kind of writes off. And to kind of just put a bow, I guess, on this segment, I had a mutual friend of ours reach out to me to talk about last week in the SJHL, and he said, is it just kind of right now, like, it kind of seems like kind of a mushy middle, because you have teams, one team, his example was... Estevan beat Notre Dame. Notre Dame then beat Weyburn, and then Weyburn beat Estevan.
Right.
And nobody's gaining ground doing that.
Yeah.
It's just everybody's getting 2 points against a different team. So
yeah.
And that's kind of been the case this year. Some teams have had other teams' numbers, and other teams are, you know, beating other teams. So
yeah.
It's interesting. It's very interesting, and I'm very curious with about 2.5 weeks left until the Christmas break. If anyone from 5 to 11... You know, really, anyone 5 down. I'm curious if there's going to be, if either any of those teams are going to establish consistency and you know, maybe separate themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. It's there for the taking. It's there for the taking. You know, it's funny. You know, one thing I always look at is the on the standings page is the past 10. And we're talking about consistency. You start at number 3, right? Humboldt Broncos, 5-5. Melfort Mustangs, 5-4-1. You go down the list all the way basically down to Yorkton at 10. Yeah, everyone's essentially 500.
Yeah, the best record's 3 and down.
Yeah,
is 6-4, and I was surprised actually in our SHL weekly group chat, I was surprised when Rory mentioned that the Broncos were only 5-5 this month, the month of November. So, anyways, quickly let's move on to the final topic of the hat trick, and that's rookie scoring. Last week we looked at the SHL league leaders in points. Let's move on to the rookies. Let's pull up the graphic, and of course, sitting at the top of the graphic for the SHL leading scorers when it comes to rookies is Keenan Ingram of the Kindersley Clippers. 15 goals, 16 assists, 31 points in 23 games. We'll get the graphic up eventually. But he's leading the way. But what the one thing that really stood out with me when it comes to the rookie scoring, there we go, is the two defensemen and seeing, or three defensemen, sorry. You have Carson Olsen, Ronan Buchberger, and Connor Toohey. Right smack dab in the middle. And I think when it comes to rookie scoring in the SJHL, obviously it takes time to adjust, and it takes more time to adjust as a defenseman. But to see three defensemen contributing to all three of their teams at this young age, or at this as rookies in the league, I should say, it's very impressive.
Yeah, and not just that. Like the three of them, you see them, they're very important pieces to their rosters. We've talked about this a lot with the three of them. And they're not just like getting it secondarily, like a bunch of secondary assists. Look at the goals, 7-7 and 5. Like they're right in the mix with everything. Mm-hmm. They are the ones driving the offense. And that's always exciting to see with those younger guys, is to see direct involvement, and they're not just like, you know, eating their dinner off of other people's plates, you know, with the secondary assists. They're right in there, and they are very important pieces of the roster. So it's very exciting to see those guys.
Well, and the other thing I'll say this, when it comes to rookie scoring, that always makes it interesting when it comes to rookies at this level of hockey, is you can see a 19-year-old rookie.
Yeah.
You can also see a 16-year-old rookie. And obviously Keenan Ingram, a little older than some of the rookies, same with Connor Toohey, but it's always interesting to see the scoring, and obviously Keenan Ingram's had an outstanding season so far with the Kindersley Clippers, and so is Connor Toohey with the Humble Broncos, really the full list. And one player on there I'm actually going to talk to Rob Hart about is Cohen Senf, who's really turned it on as of late. But there's a look at the current top 10 rookies in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. A bunch of them have turned it on as of late in the SJHL, and I think a lot of them are going to be in the conversation for SJHL Rookie of the Year when all is said and done. This episode of SJHL Weekly is presented by SGI. A reminder from our friends at SGI, go out, have a good time, but make sure those good times can happen again by always finding a safe ride home. It is now time to head to the video chat line, where we are pleased to be joined by the play-by-play voice of the Flin Flon Bombers, SJHL legend, Mr. Rob Hart. Rob, thanks so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it. How's it going?
It's going well. Can you hear me fine over there?
I hear you crystal clear, just like every one of your radio broadcasts.
On the weekend, but yeah.
Fair enough. Rob, first and foremost, obviously, good start to the week for the Bombers last night, a 4-2 victory over the Melfort Mustangs. I mean, Melfort's obviously another one of those teams near the upper echelon of the standings right now in the SJHL. I mean, but for the Bombers, returning home, having a game where you return back, you play a tough team, and getting another big 2 points. I mean, what did you make from the performance last night for Flin Flon?
Well, the power play has been red hot. I mean, three of the four goals on the power play. And I will say this about the Melfort Mustangs last night. I thought they gave a pretty good performance for not having Duguay and Summers in the lineup. It was all power plays. Flin Flon built up the quick 3-0 lead and looked like they might be able to coast. But then they took a 5-minute major and the Mustangs came back and scored 2. So, and James Venn was incredible. Flin Flon fired over 50 shots at him. But it was a big win. And like you said, Melfort's a very good hockey club. And they've had some injury problems this year, but I thought they gave it a pretty good effort for not having Summers and Duguay.
For sure. You know what? Obviously, there's been a lot of talk about this Flin Flon Bombers hockey club this season. Obviously, the last 4 or 5 weeks, the number one team in the CJHL. What have you from the broadcast booth made of this start of the season for Flin Flon?
I've never seen anything like it. I've been covering the team for, I guess, a quarter of a century now, and they've had a lot of good teams in the past, but nothing that has been able to, you know, pick up this impressive record. Bobby Clark, Reggie Leach, nobody in the Bomber history has been able to put together this kind of record. So it's definitely a special season. But like you know, Jeremy, they don't hand out titles in November.
They sure don't, but you can get a good head start just in case there is a blip when it comes to maybe struggling later on in the season. There are a couple players I kind of want to touch on with you, and I know you and I spoke at the SJHL Showcase, which, by the way, it was great seeing you at the SJHL Showcase. I know it had been a while since you had been there, but I got to start right at the top with Justin Lees, the captain of the Flin Flon Bombers. Returning to his hometown team for his 20-year-old year, and I know you were telling me just obviously you see him racking up the goals, he's racking up the points, but it's the stuff off the ice that he's really helping contribute to this Flin Flon Bombers team. What has he meant to this club this season?
Well, I mean, he's the hometown guy. He grew up watching the Bombers. He's got a great hockey pedigree, as you know, playing a number of years in the Western Hockey League, and he very well could have went to Victoria and played as a 20-year-old. I mean, they really wanted him to come. He was traded from the Blades, and he thought about it, and he thought, you know what? My brother Joey's here. He had a kind of a bit of a taste playing for the Bombers in that COVID year. He really liked it. He's always wanted to play for the team. He's the hometown captain, and he's just so well driven. I mean, he's really proud being the captain of this team. He takes a lot of personal pride in the organization, and he's one of those guys that really sets an example. I mean, your captain needs to set an example, be a great leader, and he's done that
for sure. On the flip side of that, going from a veteran to a rookie, I don't know if you saw, but in the top 10 rookies in scoring, Cohen Senf has had a great start to his career with the Flin Flon Bombers. I know he got to play in some playoff games last year for Flin Flon, but in his first full season right now, 5 goals, 14 assists. You know, head coach and GM Mike Reagan's putting him in some great opportunities to play with some great players. Yep. What have you made of the rookie's play so far this year?
Well, you mentioned Justin Lees, Carter Anderson, another fantastic player. He's been playing with them on the top line, and they've been using him in some good situations. He's playing with some really good offensive players, and you're right. I know they were patient. I think that he was putting a little extra pressure on himself, but maybe wasn't scoring as much as he would have liked to have earlier in the year, especially with the Bombers, you know, picking up a lot of goals in some of those games. But he's found his niche. He's going to the right spots on the ice, and when you play with quality players like Anderson, Lees, Vockler, Silvestri, the list goes on, you're bound to score sooner or later.
For sure. One thing you and I talked about also at the SJHL Showcase, which I think makes this Flin Flon Bombers team even more special, just with how talented they are and how good they are so far this season, is the fact that there's 5 Northern Manitoba players on this team. And I mean, local matters when it comes to, you know, this level of hockey. Just how valuable is it and how special is it to see that many Northern Manitoba players on this Flin Flon Bombers team and having such great success?
Yeah, I can't tell you the last time they had 5 players. I think the big thing about these 5 Northern players, they're all good. They're all skilled and they're all just bring different things. I mean, Anderson, Lees are 2 of the best skaters that I've seen. Chichu Laughlin, who had a tough year last year with injuries. It's great to see him back on the back end. They added Ashton Paul, who's a great guy off the puck. He's helped out a lot. And, of course, Justin's younger brother, Joey, who played with the Bombers. And after Christmas last year, was contributing quite a bit. I know they like Joey to throw some big hits and do some different things, but he can score as well. I think that's the thing. It's not just 5 players, but 5 Northern players that really contribute.
For sure. This coming weekend, a pair of games at home, the Yorkton Terriers on Friday, Humboldt Broncos on Saturday. What are you expecting from those matchups?
Well, I'm interested. Well, it should be interesting. Yorkton gave Flin Flon all they could handle in their own building this past weekend. Flin Flon fell down 3-0 on Friday, found a way to get her done, and Yorkton picked up a quick 2-0 lead on Sunday as well. So I think the Terriers feel that they deserved a bit of a better fate. They sure did probably on Friday night. I thought Sunday, after a bit of a tough start, Flin Flon did kind of control the game. I'm looking forward to see what they can do here. And, of course, Humboldt, a team that's very good. They've been very, very consistent the last few years. They probably feel they deserved a bit of a better fate, too.
Sure.
They were in Flin Flon, of course, just a few weeks back. And I played 2 pretty good hockey games. They just couldn't bury the puck. And It's going to be a good test for Flin Flon. Both these teams are going to be hungry coming in.
For sure. Before I let you go, I want to ask you some league questions, not just obviously involving the Flin Flon Bombers, because you're very in touch with the entire Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. And, you know, we're nearing that halfway point of the season. And I want to ask you, what stood out for you this season in the SJHL?
I don't think there's really a free 2 points. I mean, you take a look at some of these teams that are struggling. I mean, you know, how about the Melville Millionaires with Doug Johnson? I mean, they've beaten Flin Flon twice now this year. That's a team that's really struggled the last 2 years. Doug's done an incredible job there. Jardine has got Kindersley playing some good hockey. I mean, Notre Dame at the beginning of the year really struggled, but they're fine. I don't really think that there's a free 2 points. And you know, we talk a lot about the Bombers, the type of year they're having. Obviously, North Battleford has been very good, but I think there's a lot of teams that are in the mix again. I think if Nipwin can figure it out, they've got a terrific forward group there. There's some really good teams in this league.
There is a lot of good teams in this league, and it's made it very interesting when it comes to just the standings and everything like that. But you brought up the Melville Millionaires, so I'll ask you this. They're one of two teams to beat the Flin Flon Bombers. They've done it twice. How did they do it?
Well, you know what? The first time they did it, they just shut Flin Flon down. But this last time, they out-hustled Flin Flon. They got some guys that can skate. They're a little bit underrated. I know everybody kind of thinks of a Doug Johnson team as being like, you know, a shutdown perennial defensive team. And Doug can play that way, no question about it. But he's got these guys. I mean, they got up to play Flin Flon. There's no question about it.
Of course.
They were beating him to loose pucks. And I just thought that they wanted it maybe a little bit more than Flin Flon did on Saturday. Kudos to them. Their goalie played well. But I really thought they just out-hustled Flin Flon all in all. They don't have, obviously, the talent to score as many goals as Flin Flon does. But it just goes to show you that hard work can beat talent. And I think that's what happened on Saturday.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, it's been an exciting start to the season across the board in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, and obviously for yourself calling Flin Flon Bombers hockey, Rob. We appreciate the time, as always. Thanks so much for taking the time to hop on the show today. We really appreciate it, and have a great call this weekend.
Well, I appreciate it, Jeremy, and thanks for all the great stuff you guys do for the league. Like I've said many times before, the social media aspect, you guys have been absolutely wonderful. The coverage is second to none, and I appreciate all the help that you give us with interviews and just general information. So keep up the great work, and you got a great team there with you.
For sure. Really appreciate the kind words, Rob. Have a great call this weekend, and hope to see you soon.
You too. And has Rory recovered from his Grey Cup loss yet? I heard he's taking a little bit.
Do you know what? I'll ask him on SJHL Weekly next week, just for you.
Be careful how you phrase it. I think he's a little upset.
Sounds good. I'll be careful. Thanks, Rob.
All right, you guys take care.
Yeah, take care, Rob. That is the play-by-play voice of the Flin Flon Bombers, SJHL legend, radio legend, Mr. Rob Hard.
Love it.
It's always great having him on the program. I have to say, I was at the SJHL showcase. I was doing a radio game, and I interviewed Rob. He provided me such a good intermission interview that allowed me to go to the bathroom. It was that long. It was great. It was
perfect.
Great.
Perfect. I wore my Flin Flon maroon for Rob today. I don't know if you guys noticed. It might show up as brown kind of on the screens.
That does not look maroon.
It's maroon. What are you talking about? It's dark red, kind of almost a purpley. Maroon. What color do you think it is?
Not maroon.
What color would you say it is?
Not maroon.
Wow. Not.
I would say it's
not maroon.
Yeah. The guys in the back are saying in my ear it's brown.
Well,
and I tend to agree. I think
you got to look at it closer. It's not brown.
Well, I don't.
Looks brown
get
on the screens, maybe.
I don't. Brown on the
these
screen.
These pants are brown.
I don't want to get that close to you, so I don't. Fair enough. I don't want to look at the shirt that close.
Fair enough.
But great to always have Rob on the program. This episode of SJHL Weekly is presented by SGI. A reminder from our friends at SGI, go out, have a good time, but make sure those good times can happen again by always finding a safe ride home. All right, it's a busy weekend in the SJHL. We actually have a game tonight, Thursday, in the SJHL. The Humboldt Broncos, they kick off 3 games in 3 nights as they take on the LaRonge Ice Wolves. Hey, guess what about LaRonge?
What?
Tonight's game kicks off 3 games in 3 nights for them, too.
Nice.
The difference, they get to sleep in their own beds.
Yeah.
That's the second time this year they played 3-3 All at home.
All at home.
It's crazy. Yeah. Anyways, that's the lone game tonight. Friday, though, much busier. Five games on the schedule. Yorkton visits Flin Flon, the rematch between Humboldt and L'Orange. Melfort and Notre Dame kick off home and home at the Northern Lights Palace. Melville's in Kindersley. That should be an interesting one. And the Estevan Bruins will take on the, to quote Noobsy, white hot Battlefords North Stars.
That's so a whole other level.
Yeah, they're not red hot. They're white hot.
Nope. Yep.
And then we move on to Saturday. Another five games. Humboldt wraps up 3-3 in Flin Flon. L'Orange wrapping up 3-3 as they host Yorkton. Second half of that home and home between Melfort and Notre Dame. And then essentially Estevan and Melville, they just trade spots. Mm-hmm. Estevan's in Kindersley. Melville is in Battleford. And guess what? We get a day off on Sunday. So there that's great. As always, Clark.
Yeah.
You know, we got lots of twos from this weekend. And if you include tonight, that would be 11 games in 3 days. What is your game of the weekend?
Well, there's a couple of heavyweights matchups, I would say.
There's a lot you could choose from.
There's
a lot of good storylines.
Really good storylines. I'm going to go to Saturday, and I'm going to go Estevan Kindersley because that is the what am I trying to say? It's the 8-9 battle in the standings right now. Now, yes, they both play on Friday, so that could change. But at the same time, I think that's just going to be, in terms of that last playoff spot, right now at this moment in time, that's a heavily contentious game on Saturday with a very important 2 points on the line. So I'm going to go with that one.
I thought you just stole that one because I said on Monday that's what I was keeping my eye on. And it's because Kindersley's having their teddy bear toss.
Teddy bear toss. We all love those.
But that's okay. Yep. I'll pick another game then.
Do you want me to pick a different one and you can just say what I just said?
Absolutely not. Okay. Well, then I will also go with a game on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see the Melville Millionaires and the Battleford's North Stars. Because, you know, Rob made a really good point with Melville. And, you know, we've seen Melville this year under head coach and GM Doug Johnson.
Yep.
We've seen them play some really good hockey against some really good teams.
Yes.
They have beaten Flin Flon twice.
Mm-hmm.
They came back from a 4-2 deficit and beat Humboldt at the SJHL Showcase. They've beaten some very, very good teams this season. They beat Melfort a bunch of times too. Like they have beaten those top teams.
Yeah, they've proven it.
This season. It's just, again, we come back to that consistency thing.
Yeah.
But the one thing that with Melville against those high scoring teams like Battleford's and Flin Flon, I think the way that they play, the style that they play, matches up well against them to shut them down. And they have good goaltending. They play very good defensively. They're hard on pucks. They're structurally sound. I'm intrigued by Melville Battleford's on Saturday because, again, we just saw Melville beat Flin Flon in Melville.
Yep. But still.
But can Melville also go into the Access Communication Center and beat Battleford's?
Mm-hmm.
They could.
They could.
But that's always been, you know, with that being said, Battleford's has always been a very difficult place to play. And this year's no different.
Yeah.
They're 9-1-0-1 at home this season. So pretty good.
Decent.
Pretty good.
Above decent.
They are one of Battleford's. Here's your fun stat of the day. They're one of three teams in the SJHL who have only lost one game in regulation at home.
There you go.
The other two, Flin Flon Bombers and the Humboldt Broncos.
Very good at home.
Very good at home.
Yep.
But as I've always said, it's easy to win at home. The good teams find a way to win on the road.
Yep.
But lots of interesting matchups this weekend in the SJHL. That one's the one I'm looking forward to the most. I'll be at the teddy bear toss tonight, though. That one you like.
That'll be exciting.
Yeah, I'm going to have to invest in some teddy bears.
Yeah.
To toss on the ice.
Head over to the local Five and Dime and pick a few up.
The how what?
The local Five and Dime. It's an old phrase.
Oh.
Like the local, like, you know, convenience store, general store, you know, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
You learned something new today.
If you're listening on YouTube, or watching on YouTube, I should say, comment down below, have you heard of that phrase before?
The Five and Dime?
I've never heard that before.
No?
Maybe it's a Saskatchewan thing.
Maybe. I'd have to Google it.
Because I've never heard that saying before, but I don't hate it.
Local mom and pop shop? You can go with that. Local, support
yeah.
local.
Yeah, support local.
That's all I'm trying to say here.
I would list off some businesses I would go to, but yeah. No free ads.
No.
Anyways, busy weekend in the SJHL. Go out to your local rink. I can't believe it, to be honest with you. It is, obviously, we're recording this on November 30th.
Yes, it is essentially December.
Yes, but I genuinely can't believe the weather.
It's insane.
It's actually insane.
So I walked outside yesterday expecting...
Congrats.
Thank you. It's a big step in my day.
Literally.
Literally. But, you know, you step outside and you're expecting snow, ice, whatever. And there was literally puddles from melted ice patches.
Our parking lot yesterday was horrendous.
Yeah, slush and puddles.
Yeah.
And it's December 1st tomorrow. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, where's all the...
We did it last week.
Yeah, we
got to
keep
doing
it.
I did get a little worried last week because we talked about it, and then the weekend...
It snowed a bit.
It did snow a bit.
Yeah, but it's gone.
It's gone.
So, at least here anyways, in this part of the province.
So as a result, what I was going to say is... Take advantage of the great weather. If you're not in one of the SJHL communities and you're close to one, go for a little drive.
Yep.
Go for a little drive to go check out some SJHL action. But as always, of course, if you want to stay up to date with everything in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, follow us on social media. Get your Flow Hockey subscription. A lot of great games this weekend we just kind of touched on. But like us on Facebook. Follow us on X. That's Twitter. Instagram, TikTok, subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're over 1,100 subscribers. But yeah, get out to your local rinks. Like you said, it's teddy bear toss season right now in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. A couple of teams have had theirs already. More to come. Obviously, in Kindersley this weekend, there's a teddy bear toss. Knights, I don't know about any others. I haven't seen any more on social media.
I haven't seen the dates. I've seen some teams starting to talk about it, but I haven't seen like which dates they are.
Right.
Yeah.
Rightfully
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
But get out to your local rink. Support your local team because, you know what? I think Rob Hart kind of said it best right now is, yeah, even with Notre Dame in 12, like there's no free 2 points right now in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. Teams have, like you said, there's been teams that have, you know, had other teams' numbers. Like Notre Dame has been beat Weyburn twice, for example,
mm-hmm.
just off the top of my head. But
yep.
Get out to your local rink. Support your local team. Or just like even if you're close to a team and they're not your team. Just support them.
You know, in this economy, is a thing that you love to say.
You put some twang on that.
In this economy, going to a junior hockey game is a great night out for a group of friends, family, kids, you know, birthday parties. Mm-hmm. I've had some really fun nights as a former employee of a team where you see a birthday, you actively see a birthday party, and you can tell it's a birthday party. That's always a good time.
I want you to know.
Uh-oh.
I have a game with a... mutual friend of ours.
Yeah.
How often you mentioned that you're a former employee of a hockey team.
I try to keep the quota up.
Yeah, you mentioned it often.
Yeah.
That's okay, though.
Got to get in there.
It's just funny. I always...
Humble brag.
That's something. but before we go, we got to give a big shout out to all our great sponsors, of course, here in the SJHL. UPL supports all of our great local shows. Obviously, SJHL Insider, our podcast, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, follow, subscribe. But all our great shows are presented by UPL. And also a big shout out to all of our other great sponsors. Borgo, Cantera Seeds, Capital Auto Mall, Chevrolet, Great Western, Nutrien, RBC, Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association, Sask Lotteries, Tourism Saskatchewan, UPL, Sask Energy, SGEU, SGI. Thanks so much for your support. Without your support, these shows would not be possible. We're only got about just over 2 weeks and then Christmas break.
Yes, it's getting close.
I think the last day, and I could be wrong. No, I'm not. Last games of the SJHL, I guess, regular season before the Christmas break is on December 16th, the Saturday, December 16th,
mm-hmm.
Where there is, what's that, five games on the schedule, but then 2 weeks off, and then the league returns on December 30th. So only about, just over 2 weeks of hockey remaining. And then it's the Christmas break. Everyone gets a nice break, recharge the batteries. So what that also means is worth mentioning now. We also only have two more weeks of shows, and then we get to take a Christmas break.
Yes, two more shows.
So two more shows of SJHL Weekly, two more shows of SJHL Insider, and one more thing I am going to say on this show. Tune in. SJHL Weekly on Monday. We have a special announcement.
And a special announcement?
We have a special announcement on SJHL Weekly on Monday. So tune in. 1:15 across the SJHL social media platforms, YouTube, you name it. We got a pretty substantial announcement to make.
I'm excited.
Yeah. So tune in. It's exciting. I think all of us are really looking forward to it. So be sure to tune in to SJHL Weekly on Monday to hear about it in its entirety. Clark, final thoughts before we go.
Like you said, you kind of nailed it. Get out to these games. These places are packed. They're rocking. These games are fun, and all these teams are fighting for spots right now, and it's a great time of the year to just kind of get out to your rink and have some fun.
To quote Noogsy, hockey is fun.
Hockey's fun, you know?
He once said that.
Bottom line.
He once said that.
Yeah.
Yes, get out to your local rink. Support your local teams. If not, get those Flow Hockey subscriptions. Hey, you know what? That'd make a great Christmas present.
Look at that.
Actually, you know what would also make a great Christmas present? If you go support your local team, you could buy some of your local team merch, and you could do all your Christmas shopping at the rink.
Yep, at the rink. And get some great rink food while you're at it. Some great rink food around the place, around the province.
You could.
And northwestern Manitoba.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, I'm excited. Yeah. That poutine Rory was talking about?
I am so jealous of anyone who gets to go up there.
Yeah, I really want to plan a trip.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
After you mentioned that poutine?
Mm. Yeah. It's a thought.
Get out. Support your local team.
I could wear my maroon shirt. And on that note,
if you went and wore that maroon shirt up to Flin Flon, they would yell at you.
Do you think?
They would say, hey, dummy. That's not a maroon shirt.
I don't know. I think you're crazy. I'm
maybe this is a gold/blue dress scenario.
That's what I'm saying. We should
80% of the people are correct and 20% of the people just have different vision.
Yeah, this is actually blue. So
yeah, it turns out it's a completely different color.
It's actually green, and this is just green screened on. No.
I mean, we do have the technology.
We do.
Anyways, we're getting off the rails.
Yes.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Get out to your local rink. Support your local team. If not, follow us across the social media. But until next week, for Clark Monroe, my name's Jeremy Corrigan. This has been another great edition of SJHL Insider. But most importantly, enjoy the games this weekend, everyone.